USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden's goal is to get 70% of adults at least one vaccine dose by the 4th of July. The administration also saying they're going to reallocate some shots to states with higher demand. Speaking at the White House, the president also saying that the most vulnerable are being vaccinated.
And as we stand here today, almost 150 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. Over 105 million Americans are fully vaccinated. And among our most vulnerable population, seniors, we're nearing 85% of those who've gotten their first shot. 70% of the seniors are now fully vaccinated. It's a dramatic turnaround from where we were in January.
The Biden administration also saying roughly 6% of remaining U.S. troops in Afghanistan have been withdrawn. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Millions are bracing for severe weather today as storms roll through from New Mexico to Delaware. Dangerous storms are expected to target the South, including Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Tennessee. On Monday, storms went through Atlanta, Georgia, and Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms tells NBC's Today Show what she saw when she looked out her window.
Got up and I went to the back of the house and I looked at the trees and I thought, I've never seen that before. They were bent sideways.
In your backyard.
In my backyard.
Officials are looking to the skies as parts of a massive Chinese rocket are expected to hit our planet this week. The 100-foot-tall core of a rocket that launched a space station module from China last week is expected to soon make an uncontrolled re-entry to Earth. Chances are high its remnants will hit water. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As small business owners continue to feel more optimistic and coronavirus restrictions are being lifted across the United States, one of the things many small business owners are having issues with is finding qualified workers. A survey from MarketWatch found that 42% of small businesses surveyed say they could not fill jobs. Small businesses seeing generous government unemployment benefits are keeping some workers away from applying for jobs, but labor shortages go back many years. Kelly Ritzko owns Johnson City Heating and Air Conditioning. She shares with Fox and Friends why she believes this will eventually hurt her customers when she's unable to find qualified workers.
That is one of the things that my husband and I fear the most, is that our customers are going to end up having to wait longer. We've been voted here in Johnson City the best of Johnson City for the past 2 years, and that's a great honor. But we want to be able to continue that good customer service that has gotten us to where we are, and the inability to find employees is pushing that back, not allowing us to get to customers as quickly as we have in the past. So that is definitely a detriment to our customers.
This year's NFL draft was one of the most watched ever. The league saying it came in third, just behind the past two drafts in terms of the number of average viewers. The NFL reporting 6.1 million people watched the event across TV and digital platforms. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.